Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.
The Bird Show.
My girlfriend Katie Jo and I went on a date on Friday night, and that doesn't seem like it'd be anything out of the ordinary, but we've been together for 4.5 years now. And we find that date night is an effort, right? And so we were making observations on Friday night, kind of to sharpen our skills as girlfriends and making sure that we're still romantic with each other and that when we go on a date, we really go on a date. So what we did is we kind of observed the difference between our date on Friday night and if this was our first date and whether or not we'd go out with each other again.
Now, this is not the first time that you guys have done this. You've done this before, right? Which I think is really pretty smart.
We've done this before because I think that when you are together for a long time, you just get you get comfortable and used to each other, which is a great thing. So it's not a bad thing, but it's just every now and again, we kind of laugh at the fact that maybe we're a little too comfortable with each other sometimes, especially on date night. So first of all, our observation was the fact that since we live together, that actually coming and picking somebody up, it kind of takes away the anticipation of the date. Okay, so that's one of the things that when you're living together, I don't know how to go get around that, but if you live together and you get ready together, sometimes it just doesn't have the same feel at the beginning of a date that it would have been the first date. We would have had butterflies and all that stuff.
And,
right?
And even like getting ready in two separate rooms probably doesn't do that either.
Doesn't do that. Or maybe.
That would help, though.
Maybe, just so you don't see them. Although I think that's sort of a, I think that's kind of a plus of being in a long term is getting ready with that person.
Being able to get ready together.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it just depends on if you can separate yourself and actually be getting ready for the date instead of incorporating getting ready for the date and doing things around the house or talking about what needs to be done around the house or talk about, you know, what needs, you know, it's just to-do lists. What Katie, I think that the bad habits that Katie and I get into is we end up having conversations about to-do lists. Things we need to get done, people we need to see, things we, you know, whatever.
Plus with the picking up, there's the, oh my God, they're here earlier. Oh my God, I can't believe they're late. Like or just the anxiety if they're supposed to, if the date's supposed to start at 7:30, like at like 7:15, like, oh my God, I hope they're not, I'm running so late, I hope they're not early. And then when the doorbell rings at 7, crap!
And I know it's old school and you wouldn't do this on a first date, but subsequent dates, like that, it also takes away the opportunity to bring something to the date to start it off with. Like flowers or a gift or anything like that. So that's one thing that's different in being in a long-term relationship in the first date. And then this next one is on me. So if it was a first date, what I'm trying to do on Friday night is because Sweetwater Brewery here is in town and they have tours, I don't know, 3 nights a week. And so Friday night is one of those nights. And I thought that would be a cool thing, you know, Katie Jo loves to drink. And so I thought, you know, I'll take her to a brewery and we'll do tasting. It'll be fun.
Sure.
First date, I would have called ahead. I would have really researched. I really would have planned. Well, I ended up getting there right as they were closing.
Oh, no.
So that didn't work out so well.
So we actually parked down the street. There was a band playing. There was a bunch of people there. It was a huge party, and we walked down the street from the car to get there. And they were closing, and the dude said, sorry, we're done.
See, but this is how the relationship is different now, because if this was a first date that might be a deal breaker, but now that you guys are in long term, you still get credit for at least trying.
Exactly. See, that's the difference between long term and first date. All right, well, the next one is on Katie, because I've always talked about how she is addicted to her phone. And so she was on the phone in the car between me being late with Sweetwater and us going to dinner. And on the way there, she was on the phone. And so I
thought, or texting?
Talking. So I thought, if this was a first date,
never would have happened.
That would have never happened. And then, so after dinner, we decided to go to see a movie. We went to see Inception with Leonardo DiCaprio, my BFF. And so we were in the movie, and Katie fell asleep in the movie twice.
Oh, that would never happen on a first date.
And if it was the first date, and I saw her fall asleep, then that probably would have been a deal breaker. So we laughed thinking that, every now and again, I think it's good to sharpen your skills when you're in a relationship. Yes. And make sure that you put forth a little more effort, as you would when you're together for the first time. And I don't care if you have kids, you don't have kids. I think every now and again, you just need to kind of observe yourselves from the outside looking in and see how different you are,
Hey, Sean, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. What's happening?
Hey, guys. I was just going to say, my wife and I have been married for a long time. And one of the things that I did was we were having date night on a Friday, and I got off, in the afternoon, 3 or 4 o'clock. I went to a friend's house, and I'd already taken a change of clothes with me. I went to a friend's house after I got off work, didn't go home, changed into my date clothes. She was changing into her date clothes for that evening, and I went to our house and picked her up.
Nice.
As if it were a date, and she went upstairs, and I got there, and she was putting the final preparations together, and I hung out in the living room, and we went out, and we came back, and it was very much kind of like our original date. It was fun. It was a fun experiment.
That's a great idea. I mean, I think that,
very cute.
Quite honestly, like Al and Tipper Gore taught us a couple of weeks ago, that you're never on easy street, man. It doesn't matter how long you're married. They're married, what, 40 years or something like that?
40.
If you want to keep it alive, you better do these special things for each other. That's
never
what I learned.
Never put your relationship in cruise control.
Right.
Always try to make some effort.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.